Hey, what's up? This is the Maya 4000, and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. The premise of this show is we're going to smoke a strain of some legal cannabis and then document what it does. This is a relaunch of the infamous Dirtbag Radio. FM radio is dead. This is radio at 4,000 horsepower, bitch. We're recording live, obviously. Well, I guess not, huh? I'm recording live right now, but when you listen to it, it's not going to be live. But I should probably fix that on the script. Recording out of Portland, Oregon area. We're back. after trying to get everything going, we're back. So it's been 10 years since we got nominated Best Radio Show in Houston. And you might be thinking, is this dude really going to coast off of that? Yes, we are. Definitely. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing that happened that year. I think that's like the only time that a internet station beat all FM stations for like Best Radio Station. We won Best Radio Station. It was just our radio program just got nominated for Best Radio Show. Along with, I think, four other shows from the station. But it got given, coincidentally, to the person that was hosting the event. So I don't want to blame the Illuminati, but there was like some people. There was some strings being. Anyways, I'm getting off topic here. All right, so this is brought to you by Funk Extracts. Whenever I have personal problems, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, I don't want to think about nothing. Funk Extracts. This one that we're trying today is called Fruit of the Bloom. It's, I don't know what it is. I just smoked it. It's pretty good, though. It does make me feel, compared to the other strains I've been doing, I've been smoking one strain. And then coming and recording the show on the strain just to kind of scientifically note the effects. You guys might, note from one episode to another little differences or stuff like that. So I take this for you guys. Not give it a review, but just tell you the effects. That way, if you're interested in taking it, I already took it for you. And then you know what's going on. I'll tell you this much. If you're trying to eat, this one for sure gave me the munchies. We smoked it already. And I ate a bowl of cereal, which is a grown up. It's pretty cool. Makes me want to call my mom and be like, see, I'm going to eat whatever I want. I don't know if I have diabetes, but whatever. I'm going to eat whatever I want, mom. I'm not going to lie, though. It did give me a little bit of anxiousness. I did feel like I just did drugs, a little shaky, not really, but like anxiousness for sure. A little paranoia maybe. So speaking of upbringing, a lot's happened since the last time we've been doing these radio shows, which is like 2012. I had babies when the radio show started. It's been 10 years, so those babies are bigger. They have attitudes, and something happened a couple months ago that I think would be pretty interesting, because I might have mentioned like in episode one that my family does the radio shows in Houston, but like the Christian radio show. Like, if you're tuned in to Radio Hallelujah, you're probably listening to like my uncles and aunts singing. No cap, as the young people say. And I was, I didn't bring my kids up in religion. And before you like, you judge me and stuff and be like, what? Let me explain to you why. I was brought up very religious. My mom will dispute this, but from my understanding, like, they used to leave me with babysitters, you know, whenever they worked at the same store. But it was like an hour or two, they overlap, or sometimes they just both worked at the same time. So, like, they would get a babysitter. And it varied from different times. One time, there was I was getting babysat. It's like a traumatic experience coming up here. Traumatic experience alert. I remember being a little kid before school. So I was probably like 3 or 4. And I was living room watching TV and just start hearing these pop, pop, pop. And the babysitter comes screaming. And then, like, some drunk guy comes out, like, oh, she tried to shoot the baby. And I guess, like, somebody had gotten drunk and, like, tried to shoot one of the other little kids that was getting babysat. But he was too drunk and he, like, didn't shoot correctly. So the cops were called. And, like, you know, I remember that vividly. I remember the dude. I remember his name. He would still come around the bunch of friends or whatever. So it was weird. It was one of my dad's friends. Yeah, this is something that I remember from my childhood, right? And then I told my parents about it. They're like, that never happened, you know? So I went to another babysitter, which happened to be an uncle. And they would drop me off in the morning. So I'd be like in pajamas and they'd like wake me, you know, pick me up and the afternoon. So the thing was, I didn't keep track of the days. I was a little kid, and like, so, and from my point of view, they dropped me off in pajamas. Like, how do we go? I was like, no, I just want to wear my onesie. I was wearing a onesie, you know what I'm saying? And then I thought I was gonna like go to my cousin's house, my uncle's house, and just sleep in their couch till my mom picked me up. That's what I was expecting to do. And I guess it was a Sunday. Because I got there and everyone's dressed really nice. Again, I'm in my onesie. In a fucking onesie, right? If you don't know what a onesie is, it's like pajamas. Has a zipper. Goes from, like, your chest. I was wanting to be comfortable, you know? I didn't want to wear any shoes. Which I didn't. So I was, like, barefoot. Anyways, they're getting ready. They're all dressed up because they're going to church. And then I was going with them because they were babysitting me. So I was exposed to church and I went to like this church and I was wearing a onesie. No tennis shoes. It was like the bottom side was like rubber sock. I don't know if you've seen those electric gloves that have like they're dipped in the plastic insulation. It's something like that, but like for the bottom of your pajama feet, onesies. Google it, onesies. And so that was my first outfit to church because that's where they took me. And so I'm sitting down and everyone's like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. I'm a little kid. It's my first exposure to any kind of organization outside of, I haven't even gone to school yet. So this is like, why are these people organizing here for? Why is everyone facing that way? Why? Who's hot? Where? What is this place? You know, is this a house? You know, like, is this someone's living room? I don't know. So I fucking liked it. You know, I was a little kid. Like, oh, everyone's singing the song. I wish I knew the songs, you know. And I just felt really out of place. So then I remember telling my mom, like, hey, can you dress me up when you drop me off to the babysitter, because I went to church in my pajamas. So I didn't really understand the concept of days at the time. I was that young, but I remember thinking like, yo, that was kind of cool. I wish we could like do that again. So I remember asking my mom, like, hey, can we go to church? Like, is it just, so I'm the one that initially got everyone to go to church because the babysitter took me. And I remember distinctly because I was embarrassed as shit being in my fucking pajamas during the full church sermon, dude. I remember everyone looking like, why is this little kid? Probably thought I was some home. I had like a teddy bear and a blankie. It was very embarrassing. Like, I know I was only like 3 or 4. I know I hadn't started school yet, I don't think. Maybe pre-K. But, yeah, I went. My first church service was in my onesie pajamas, and that was it. Underneath was, like, my Superman underwear. I don't even think I had a shirt underneath, so, like, my chest was showing a little bit. The zipper was fucked up, you know? It was, like, we were poor, so I think the onesie was, they found it, like, at a thrift store. So it just barely fit me. You know, I didn't think I was going to church. You know, this was not like it was the 80s. You didn't pimp out your kid like you do now and post it on social media. It was like, whatever. I have to legally take care of this fucking kid because the state will get on my ass if I don't. So after that, we became very involved into the church. I know I was part of something called the Royal Rangers. I'm not sure if that exists anymore, but it was like the Spanish Christian ripoff of the Boy Scouts. And they had like ranks and they told us how to like look at plants and shit and do knots and stuff. And the Royal Rangers. Yeah, I was part of that. Me and my brother. I remember he had some, he was like a part of the smaller group. They had like different names for each group. And he was part of the little group that had these stupid little red vests, I think, or whatever. I mean, it was cool at first. It was like, we didn't know what the fuck. It was just like, we're going to become soldiers for God. Kind of like the Spanish version of the Obama army, whenever that came out. I don't know if you've seen those YouTube videos. Just a bunch of kids committing their life to like joining the army under President Obama. I committed my life to join the Royal Rangers of Jesus. The religion, I was Christian, but it was like we called ourselves non-denomination. And what I was told was we just follow what the Bible says. We don't do this extra stuff. And we didn't pray to saints or Virgin Marys and none of that stuff. It was just Jesus. We weren't Jehovah's Witnesses. I know we weren't like Presbyterians or Baptists or Catholic. We didn't do none of the cross stuff. So we just did, you know, it was like our own thing, I guess. It was like our church. I was just non-denomination, whatever that means, right? And like that got me out of the house, you know? So I liked going there because it was either the house or nothing. So I ended up playing like the drums in the band. So we had like band practice. At one point in my life, I was going to church 4 days a week. I'd probably say 5 days a week, honestly. Wednesday. No, they weren't open Thursday. Wednesday was band practice. Then they had church Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I was playing drums. So I was there for all the, it was like a performance for me, you know? I was playing the drums for while everyone was praising the Lord. We take turns with like other drummers. So like if I wasn't there, you know, it's like being like LeBron James and shit. Like if you don't show up to the court, bro, you know, someone else is going to play. So, yeah, we used to go to church because we were like trying to hog the drum set. And sometimes I'd get to play. Sometimes I wouldn't. I'd be fucking pissed off. Like, man, I went to fucking church for nothing. Fucking the fuck. It's Friday. I should have just fucking stayed home. Get home. Did you play? No. So why did you go? Because I thought I was going to play, Mom. Sorry. I didn't mean to scream back at you. I just, fucking Joel keeps hogging the fucking drums. You should share. But so when I got on the drums, you know, I didn't like to share. But anyways, I digress. So I was raised very religious. So like my whole life till like I was 18. At 18, I joined the Marines. And, in the boot camp, they let us go to church on Sundays, but it was also like our only time that we weren't with our drill instructors. So you can either go to church, be with a couple drill instructors screaming at you while you're trying to praise the Lord. Like you can't chill. They're there taking care of you. Or you can chill in the squad bay. Where all the beds are at, and just kind of read, write letters home and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Because whenever I went, they didn't have different denominations or whatever. They didn't have my religion in boot camp. They had Buddhist, some Christian, but they were doing like the crosses and shit. And I was always taught like that is the devil stuff. I was taught Catholics doing the crucifix thing or whatever. I was like, no, devil stuff. You're praying to the Virgin Mary, devil stuff. Was that one commandment like something about worshiping images, false images, and like that's where all the candles and the Virgin Marys, that's what those are, false images. It's like the commandments. That's what we were taught. I don't know how, you know, everyone interprets the law differently, you know, so I don't know how you interpret that part, you know, but yeah, sure. Not to be judgmental. I know I might have came out judgmental. I'm not Christian anymore. Let me keep going on with that here. So raised pretty Christian, 18, went to the Marine Corps, started to not go to church because it didn't fit like the church I was used to. I didn't know the songs. Mine was in Spanish. You know, it was just like, I don't love Jesus that much. I was just kind of trying to get a break, see if I could maybe get on the church band, see what the church band situation was in boot camp. But they're like, there's no church band here. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just chill. So you get like a couple hours away from the drill instructor, just chilling by herself while they took everybody else to church. But I had never read the Bible from like the beginning to the end. And so I started doing that. And then while I was reading it, I was like, this doesn't sound like this is the word of God. This sounds like some dudes got together and kind of wrote this book, because there's some fucked up shit in there. Like, slavery is okayed in the Bible still. There's some stuff in there where, like, you can beat your slave. That's okay. But, like, if you beat him too much and he's fucked up for, like, 2 days, then you hit him too hard. But if you hit him and he's only messed up for 1 day, like, that's cool. That shit's in the Bible. I remember reading that. I was like, yeah, I think someone might have, that sounds like the part that some dude got written in. Like, that shall now kill. And by the way, let me just put this in there. So when Robert brings it up, we could just tell him it was already in there. Because I beat Roberts. Long story short, I was just like, I don't know if this is like real. I kind of kept like doing it, you know, but eventually I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to go to church anymore. And I don't think I'm going to, I don't know. Let me just, chill over here by myself for a little bit and figure things out. Right. But one thing I did figure out, or one thing I did tell myself I was going to do, was like, well, I know that my family is pretty messed up because of religion, and like a bunch of drama stuff happened where like the police shouldn't got involved, but like they were just like, no, God, only God can judge us. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure a judge can judge you too. That's what they're, that's, it's in their job title. You judge. I'm pretty sure he can judge too. I don't know. Silly ideas like that, you know, would get me in trouble with them. Well, whatever. I just decided I don't think I'm going to bring my kids up in that upbringing. Like, I haven't really seen any positive examples, you know, in my family. And I would rather my family, or like my kids, there's really nothing much I felt like. There's nothing that they're going to learn from these people that they can't learn from me, you know? So if I could just spare them the judgment and, you know, just let them be kids. I just wanted them to play. There was a lot of things that I didn't get to do as a kid because of religion. Like, one thing else, I was in Taekwondo as a little kid, you know? And I was in it for like 3 months, and then I ended up saying something about it in Sunday school. They were like, what do you like to do? And I was like, I like to do Taekwondo. And they gave like a look to each other like, what? This little boy is fighting? And they started asking me questions, you know, interrogating me and shit. And then I was telling them like, Well, I go in and like I bow to the American flag and then I bow to the Korean flag. And then they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you say that you bow to a flag? I'm like, yeah, I go in and then I like I bow to the, you know, bow to the USA flag. And then there's a Korean flag because it's Taekwondo and I guess it's from Korea. So I bow to the Korean and they're like, no. Oh, no, you need to drop that. The only place or the only person that you're supposed to be bowing to is Jesus. And I was scared to go to hell back then. I believed it, you know, so I ended up dropping Taekwondo. I never got my my yellow belt. I broke the board. I have the broken board somewhere. It's signed by the dude from like Masters Taekwondo in Pasadena, Texas. I don't know if they're still open or not. If they are, I just dropped. What is it called? Dropped a promo for you. Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, so stuff like that, dude. I wasn't allowed to have fun, basically. If I brought up, if it wasn't directly praising the Lord, it was the devil stuff. You know, like Bobby Boucher's mom, that was like my family, dude. Like all of them were like that. So everything was the devil. So I didn't want my kids. So I never brought up like, hey guys, Jesus is your savior and all that. Like I never brought that up to them. I was just like, yeah, you guys go out and play and ride your bikes and play with your dolls and Barbies. Yeah. And stupid new toys that came out with the eggs and some shit comes out of the egg. It cracks. If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. If not, then I don't know. Very bad description. But there's like these toys that come out every 6 months that your kids have to have. They have to have them, and they're fucking $50, $60, $70 each. And there's a collection of like 8 of them. So if you have like $2,000, your kids can play with this for 2 weeks, and then that's it. Because that's how long mine gave a fuck for. They just wanted to open them for their YouTube channel, and that didn't last long. So, you know, stuff like that. I just wanted them to like enjoy themselves, try to do something. I didn't want them to be worried about hell and, you know, eternal damnation and having to, you know, do stuff like what I did. And then seeing the grown-ups not follow their own rules and shit. So that was like, it wasn't a positive experience for me. It's maybe a positive experience for you. And if it is, that's cool. It's just, you know, I don't know why my mom, they didn't fully involve me in it. Like I'm the oldest of my mom's kids. And I think I'm like number 4 out of 6 for my dad, right? And I think everybody is baptized except for me. And I don't know why I'm not baptized. Like, I know my little brother's baptized. I think my sister's baptized. My mom is baptized. Everybody got baptized. I feel like they have a grudge against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you not baptize? Like, we're just going to baptize all your kids. And then when I brought it up, they're like, you can do it. I'm like, no, I'm asking, like, why didn't you do it? Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, wouldn't you want, isn't the baptism so your kid can go to heaven? Wouldn't you want to, like, okay, I should probably, I did bring my kids into this religion. I should probably do the check marks to make sure they get their souls. No, my mom's just like, you can do it. And then my brother and sister got it. So I'm not exactly sure what happened there. Maybe some miscommunication, some logistical stuff happened. And hopefully we could get that straightened out. I am 39, so I'm not. Maybe my mom works for the government and I don't know. And that's how long it takes, you know. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. So, yeah, the Christians ended up losing me to the Hindus. I ended up working at a steel mill in Baytown, Texas. And there's a steel mill there that's owned by people from India. Not Native Americans, like the India, the Hindus, Punjabi, you know. So I worked there for a little bit and they ended up having, there's some, it's a little weird, you know. It's all supposed to be safety stuff. And by safety stuff, I mean that there should be like steel toes and like steel toe shoes and like a hard hat, you know, that type of stuff. And then one day we come in, and there's like some Hindu priest is shirtless and barefoot doing some stuff to the machines. And I guess there's a god of machines in the Hindu culture. And they asked everybody, do you want to partake? And everybody around me was like, you know, Christian and stuff. I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I gave my life to the Lord. And I was like, yeah, me too. Wait, no, I'm not baptized. I guess technically I can. See, I'm the type of person, like, if you ask me to do something, I can't say no. Something inside of me is like, okay. I don't know what that is. Like, but if you tell me what to do, like, even if I know, I got to tell, like, if you tell me what to do, if you're like, hey, man, I need you to do this, my brain goes into this defense, disabled veteran mode, you know, like, nobody tells me what to do. I fought for this country and I do what I will, you know. It's just like, but you can ask me the same exact thing, like, yo, I need you to move these papers. You didn't need me to do shit, right? Or you could be like, hey, man, can you please move these? I'm like, yeah, I got you, man. I don't know why the fuck I'm like that. I've told people that. It's because as soon, like, I don't know what it is, dude. Maybe autism, undiagnosed autism. I am from the 80s, so that would explain a lot of things, you know? So my manager, the company I worked at, all the management was people from India. And all the Americans were the workers. And there was a language barrier and a culture barrier. And it was so unproductive. It was just like a big old shit show. It was awesome. Very unnecessary work. I don't know. You know, in America, we have stuff like OSHA. We got to care about stuff. And India, they don't give a shit. They're just like, yeah, make it work. Like, no, dude, we have to follow rules. They're like, yeah, just make it work. Follow the rules later. Make it work now, we'll follow the rules later. Like, no, that's not how it works. And it was that was a constant fight all the time. So anyways, the Hindus, or my manager, sorry, not the Hindus, I guess both, were like, hey, Amaya, would you like to partake in the festival of Vishvakarma? And I'm like, what is that? And they showed me a picture and it looked like Santa Claus with eight arms. I'm like, Santa Claus with eight arms. It's a nice transitional Hindu god, you know, like I was already used to Santa Claus a little bit. You know, it's like there's Jesus and then Santa Claus is like a good median. And then you're like, OK, let's just give Santa Claus six more arms. Right. And then they're like, what is Vishvakarma? OK. He is the god of the engineers. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm an electrical engineer. Cool. And what does he do? He's like, he taught mankind to, like, build shit. And we're going to bless the machines so they run. And I was just like, hey, can we just do, like, pre-maintenance on them? That's usually that's how we keep machines from breaking in America. But, you know. You know, it's their company. So I'm like, sure, you're going to pay me? Like, yeah, then let's fucking go, bro. They started doing clapping like they do for Christian stuff. And they kind of like gave me the paper and like, I don't know their language, but they're just like, come on, keep up, you know? And I'm like, I don't know what these words are. I don't even know where we're at. I don't know what's going on. I'm just clapping. And, you know, I just try not to be rude. So I just kind of stood there and clapped. And then I think maybe one other person did it. We got in a line, they, anointed me with oils in my head and stuff like that. I got that red dot. I got it. So in my head, I have done more ceremonial wise in the Hindu religion than again, I'm not baptized. My mom never baptized me. I'm not sure why. If you're listening to this and you're from the family, make sure to ask my mom, hey, what's up with your firstborn not being baptized? You just like left him out the string up there or whatever. Okay, so you know, it just occurred to me, like, I've never, you know, they gave me some oils. I was, you know, some people went in front of me. So I just, whatever they did, the guy told me some stuff. I don't speak Hindi. I can cuss in Hindi. I learned that from that job. But I just didn't think it was appropriate to just start saying cuss words and shit like that. Like, you know, the way we teach white people to cuss in Spanish, it was just, I didn't want to do that. I was conscious enough to be like, yeah, don't do that. So I think I'm Hindu. I don't know. I know I've done more, you know, I ate in the Christian religion, I did drink the grape juice and I ate the little the wafers or whatever, the little circle stuff, you know, the circle still wafers that's supposed to be the body of Christ. Cause you eat the body of Christ in his blood, you know, I forgot on what day. See, I'm not even a really good Christian. See, with the Vishwa Karma Festival, they gave me a full plate of different fresh foods that were cut in front of me. You know, it's just, you know, when you're comparing, the Christians just gave me a shot of grape juice and a little wafer, like, okay, cool, cool. And then, okay, so what's going on over here? Like, here's a plate of dates. You have dates before? Nope. Well, here's some fresh ones. Sweet. Here's a banana. And I don't know what's up with bananas, but when someone cuts them for you with a knife, and they just taste different, you know? So they're like, yes, we're vegans. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fruit. Fruit's not meat. That's right. You just think of vegetarians being like corn, you know? But yeah, no, fruits count. So I was like, oh, shit, that's right. I could probably do this. I could probably be like a fruitarian or whatever it's called. Eat bananas all day or whatever and some apples and shit, you know? So I just felt like food wise the Hindus were a little bit more generous. I don't know, just it you know, based off their smaller god stuff, because I know, like, I'm probably shouldn't compare this with like Thanksgiving or Christmas. You know, the Christians kind of go all out to churches and stuff like that, a little bit of food there, but you know, snack wise I guess is what I'm trying to compare. Snacks wise the Hindus are a little bit more than the Christians. So those were basically the requirements. They included me, they asked me to partake. The Christians didn't ask me to partake, my mom didn't ask me to partake. Not sure again why that happened. We are going to reiterate that a couple times. So maybe if they are listening, they can finally answer that question. It has been 39 years. It's time. You know, the government has disclosed the UFOs are real. Mom, why did you not baptize me? You know, so trying to move along here forward with these child regressions. If you're listening and your parents did something, go ahead and pause this interview right now, or this episode, and call your parents and tell them, hey, man, why did you let that person babysit me? You knew they fucking, you know, their hygiene was fucked up. You know, whatever beef you have with your parents, face them now. And we're going to take a little break so you can do that. All right. And we're back. So the whole point, the whole point of this episode was just to tell you guys that I had to introduce. Okay, so the reason I'm telling you guys this is to tell you why I didn't bring my kids up in religion. I just, it was not that enjoyable for me. It was just a bunch of drama. You know, I'm sure some people, I've seen people, they're nice and happy and, you know, and that's good for them. You know, just, it was not what I thought it would be. So I was like, you know what, let my kids enjoy their childhood. And then they started getting into school. And then other kids started kind of asking them about, you know, every once in a while, my kid would come up to me and be like, Dad, somebody told me about church. What is a church? So then, you know, it maybe took like 2 or 3 years. It kept popping up every once in a while. And then finally, I think one of my kids' friends happened to be Christian. And then like they were praying at school, which is nothing wrong with that, but my kid was like, what the fuck are they doing? You know, because I've never really explained it to them. I just like, hey, just you guys play. So finally, when they brought that up, like, hey, my friend was praying for their food, and And, you know, everyone kind of looked at him, and I didn't know what was going on. So I was like, all right, I think it's time. I think it's time that I tell you guys about Christians. So I had to explain to my kids what Christians were. Do you understand that? Like, from scratch. You know, like, the way I was brought up, it was kind of just like, yeah, I went to church first, and, like, I kind of heard the stories were kind of cool. That was like, there was cartoons and shit, you know. I think back then in the 80s, it was easier for me to believe stuff, you know, because there was no internet. You know, I remember thinking, like, you know, information that was like, it's duh now. It's just like, it was a big deal back then. Like, back then in the 80s, you could say shit like, the president, you know, he has agents. They're called the Secret Service. And someone would be like, oh, my God. Julian is a fucking genius. He knows all these things about stuff. You know, did you hear about what he said about the president? You know, like, that's how easy, you know, because there was nothing. You went to the library for your information, you know. So if you knew things, it's because you read a book. You know, there was no internet and that stuff. So I think we fell for things a little bit more easier. Because I remember as a kid, I got lied to my first, you know, my parents, obviously. Santa Claus was the first lie that I was kind of like, hey, these motherfuckers are lying, you know, because I remember we lived in an apartment, and the Santa Claus story was, you know, he comes down your chimney and all this shit like that. So I'm just like, oh, cool. So that doesn't include me because I don't have a chimney. I live in an apartment, you know, so. In my head, I'm like, this doesn't apply to me. You know, this applies to people that whose parents have homes with chimneys and shit. And my parents have us in a 2-bedroom, you know, so Santa Claus isn't going to come for Christmas. Right. So I remember I was like a mom's boy, I guess. And whenever my mom went, I followed her because my dad was a jerk, you know, so it's the 80s, typical. You know how it was. So wait till your dad gets home. One time we went out to eat, and then my mom's like, I forgot my wallet. So I was like, I'll go back in there with you. She's like, no, just wait out here. And like, me and my dad, we don't really talk. I mean, I'm only 4. I don't really have nothing in common with my dad for us to have like conversations and shit, you know, like that, you know. So we're just staring at each other and like, well, why did she, I wonder why she didn't want me to go with her. That's weird. And then, you know, she came out. Oh, okay, we can go now. So when we got home, mind you, it wasn't Christmas yet. There's like a gift underneath the tree. And they're like, oh, look, Santa Claus got here. And in my head, I'm like, we don't have a chimney. And it's not Christmas. Like, if you're going to lie to your kids, make sure, like, you hit the points, you know? If the story is Santa Claus comes on Christmas, don't put the present underneath the tree like a week before, and then you live in an apartment and expect the kid to, like, you know, I wasn't in special ed or nothing, you know, so I mean, I was average intelligence. I got it. I was like, hey, this doesn't fly. So I called my mom, like, hey, you put this here. And they were like, no. So like, that was the first time that I was like, hey, the adults are fucking lying to us, dude. So what else are they lying about, you know? So back to the main topic here. My kid gets asked. I think she sees somebody praying, and the other ones like ask like what church they go to. They don't know what the fuck that means. So I had to explain to them, like, all right, just so you know, the way we are, we're a little different. Like, a lot of people, I had to explain to them that there was something called. I went like all in. I had just taken like. A class on Jerusalem. Like, I was in honors college, honor school or some shit. I forgot the fuck it's called, the honors program. And like, one of the classes was strictly on Jerusalem. So I know an excessive amount of information about Jerusalem, but like, why do I need it? I don't know, but I know it. So I know there's like 3 religions and shit. I'm not going to go into it. But anyways, I explained that shit to my kids. I'm like, hey, just so you know, humans don't know why the fuck we're here. Okay, we're kind of like don't fit in to to like the natural habitat. Like if we're naked outside, a human will die. You know, like a dog doesn't, it has fur already. Insects, you know, they, you know, humans need to like have fur and do all this extra shit to survive because we don't fit in. And some people have different explanations for that. There's some shit called religion, and I went like, there's Muslims, there's Christians, and I kind of went with each one, went like what each one believed. And then after I told them what a Christian believed, or the Christian story, for once you tell somebody like the story of Christianity, like right now in 2022, it is kind of hard to swallow, especially because we're so much exposed to like stuff like Stranger Things, you know, like sci-fi. Our imagination is able to accept more than back in when I was a little kid. So even then, I still told them the story of Christianity and the Virgin Mary and stuff like that, and how Jesus is God and, you know, it's his dad, but it's himself, you know, the Holy Trinity. And my kid's name is Trinity, too. So I told her that's why you're named Trinity, because you're the third kid and Trinity means three. And so they were just kind of like, once I told them, there was a point where I told them, yeah, okay, so I have to explain to them, okay, in the whole world or around us, almost everybody is Christian. We're the weird ones for not going to church. And that's why you keep getting these like run-ins. And like, I think all their interactions that they had with their friends just clicked in their head, because I could see both of them staring up at the, one of them was staring up in disbelief, like, I can't believe people believe this story, you know. And then the fact that I'm telling them, oh no, people do believe it, and it's a lot of them, and they're all around us, and they're gonna judge you based if, like, you know, I know how sensitive my family is, you know, like having kids out of wedlock, it's a big deal. And for me to come around with my kids out of wedlock, that's a big deal. You know, they might not act like it, but I know they're like, do you see those kids? Yeah. The ones born out of wedlock, you know, they'll act that, they'll do that, you know. So that's why I didn't just want to bring my family around them. That's why I told them, like, that's why I act a certain way. That's why me and my mom don't get along. So it explained a lot to them, but they didn't know that Christians existed till like a couple months ago. So it's weird that you have to, like, you know, as a parent, you have to explain every single thing to your kids. Like if you're trying to prep yourself, your own self, for the world, because I told them like my story, like, yeah, I thought everybody was Christian growing up. I thought everybody was Christian. And then I was like, oh my God, why is he not doing the Christian ways? What's wrong with him? Did he just like decide not to do? You know, I was real naive. My kids, their parents are yin and yang. You know, like, I'm telling you here my background. I was Christian, and I went from that to the Marine Corps, which is kind of weird because the Marine Corps is all like, cool, you know, and then how are you a Christian and being like, cool? You know, so it was like a conflict of interest, I guess, or whatever there. And their mom is, I call her the queen of the north side of Houston, but it's probably accurate, you know, back in the day, but not anymore. But their mom is, you know, do you ever see the movie Dangerous Minds, where like the good teacher comes to the messed up school and tries to fix it or whatever? Their mom's like one of the troubled youth girls there. You know, that's what I went for as a Christian. I was like, some girls, you know, you leave me, I'll stab you. I was like, okay, this is fun, you know, like rebellion. Yeah, so which is fine. I can handle my own. I don't need help. If anyone's hearing here, like, oh my God, he's starting a podcast to ask for help. Like, no, I'm happy. Promise you. The fact that I'm looking over my shoulder has nothing to downplay. But yeah, that's where my kids' upbringing. It's like I think their mom's supposed to be Catholic, but it's one of those Catholics that they didn't really go to church. They were just Catholic so they could have a quinceañera or a 15, kind of like a sweet 16. But you pay the church some money. I think they paid the church like some money to be like, yeah, I took some classes, some Christian classes. And see, my whole beef with the quinceañera, which, you know, being the religious fanatic that I was, you know, we didn't do 15s. That sounds kind of Jehovah Witnessy, huh? They don't celebrate nothing. We didn't, like, that's like, you don't celebrate your, that wasn't a dancing. Oh, no, you don't dance for the flesh. That's what they call it. Everything was dancing for the flesh. You dance for Jesus. Oh, you're singing for the flesh? You can't sing. If it wasn't praising the Lord music, ooh, you're just sinning. And yeah, I always tried questioning that. I remember like these pop artists. You remember Crisscross? When I was a little kid, I got the tape, and I remember it said on the credits there, like, thank you, God. So then I remember asking a lady, like, okay, well, you guys are saying this, but like, they're saying thank you, God, with a capital G. And they're like, well, which God is it? You don't know which God. Like, no, it's this capital G. They could mean another God or something. They thought that, I guess they're the Illuminati or something back in the day. I'm not really sure, but they're not going to explain that to a 7-year-old or whatever. But I remember they gave a shit about that stuff. If it wasn't directly praising Jesus, it was the devil stuff. So that's one of their parents. And then the other parent is like the main character from a bad school movie, you know, where the teacher shows up to fix it. But in her case, the teacher never showed up. It was just bad to this day still, you know. So, yeah, we didn't. Well, I'm not going to go to church. He's not going to go to church, you know. So we kept our kids out of it. And I have to explain to them, like, hey, these quinceañeras, it means, like, I looked it up because, again, we don't celebrate it. So when I looked it up, and a lot of things, when I look it up, it's not the way people say it is, you know. So I was told initially that a 15 or a quinceañera means that it's a woman, a young girl's coming to womanhood, you know, whatever that means, you know. But that's what I was told. And then that way they got to do a dance and they got to have a cake and a dress and, you know, a big party. And I think some of them go to church. So I was like, we don't go to church. I have to explain to my kid, quinceañeras are like a church thing, you know, like you bless the little kid or whatever, or the young lady. And I showed them a documentary where, like, they're like Mexicans out in the country, and they're like farmers and stuff. And the quinceañera is meant to, like, show off the girl to the local people, because they don't get there's it's not a city, you know. It's how the hell are you gonna know there's like a girl over there? And they're getting married at 15. So the quinceañeras are to, like, be like, okay, my daughter's ready. She's all, you know, who wants to marry her? And at 15, they're married, you know, and that's happening now. And that's the background behind quinceañeras. And I'm just like, can we wait? You know, do you want to have an 18, 18, a 21, or, you know, 21? We can't do that. Like, even sweet 16, I'm like, man. And it's coming, dude. You know, kids are getting a little bit older. So ethnically, they're like, I want one. I'm like, man, we don't do anything Hispanic, but that's fine, I guess. I got to do it, you know, which happy kids, happy whatever, you know, who cares about dad's feelings? It's just, you know, as long as everybody else is happy, then you're a good man in everybody else's eyes. And I guess that's what matters, right? So we got to make some money. So I guess at this point on the show, we're going to tell you guys to go check out the Pound Bag Radio merch store. It's we have a company called Amayan Productions. So if you guys go to amayanproductions.threadless, like your threading, threadless.com. One more time, mindproductions.threadless.com. You could go to the Poundy collection. There's a collection section on there. And there's all the Pound Bag Radio merch is on there for you guys. If you guys want to support the show, you have some ideas for some shirts or anything like that, let us know. If you guys want more shows or anything like that, there's a button on dirtbagradio.podomatic.com is where we're kind of using to put out the shows, the new Pound Bag Radio shows. And there's a button on there, and it'll literally send me an email being like, hey, make another radio show. So, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys a little story there. How I had to teach my kids recently what Christianity was or what Christians were and the fact that they existed around us. And, man, you should have seen their faces. Like, one of them, both of their eyes were, like, wide open. One of them fell back into the bed, like, holding their head, like, what the fuck? And their minds were blown for a little bit, and then I had to tell them, like, yeah. So that's the reality we live in, all right? Sorry I didn't tell you guys, you know? And then I kind of slipped a little bit. It's like, yeah, you know, just like, you know, Christians exist, you know, Santa Claus isn't real. You know, it's all just, I forgot, or no one told me that my youngest still believed in Santa Claus. So it's like a double whammy, you know, like, one, Christians are real and they're everywhere. Like, what? And this is what they believe, and they believe it. And two, Santa Claus isn't real. So it was like a double mind blown for one of my kids. I should have, I got in trouble for that one. Guys, you get in trouble for saying, talking too much. I get in trouble all the time for talking too much. So, like, I feel right now, if I keep talking, I will get in trouble. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and thank our sponsor here for the show. Funk Extracts. Again, this was brought to you by Fruit of the Bloom. It's a cannabis extract by the company Funk Extracts. Make sure to check them out at funkextracts.com. If you guys are suffering from childhood trauma that's undealt with, funkextracts.com will help you forget your problems and your dad, you know, hating your mom at the table or whatever that one Thanksgiving. That didn't happen because I have dabbed Funk Extracts and it's out of my head. See, I really recommend it. Honestly, just to be on a serious note here, obviously I'm playing around. Fruit of the Bloom, it does have like little munchies effects on it. I would probably say I didn't feel it was like indica-ish the first couple of dabs. I was a little shaky. You know, I felt like I was doing some drugs. So if you're trying to look for like one of those hell yeah type of feelings while you're smoking, maybe not chilling. Maybe, you know, you're like, meh, I usually do a little bit of blow, but, you know, I guess I'll do this one. Oh, this one will get you in. I won't say knock your sock. What's it called? Knock your socks off. It won't do that, but it'll get you scared for sure. I remember, yeah, I felt like I, like, ugh, hell yeah, this feels like I'm doing some drugs. All right, let's go. All right, so thanks for tuning in, you guys. Make sure to catch us on the next episode. This is My 4000 here, just reminding you that FM radio is dead. This is radio at 4000 horsepower. Have a good day.